I am 20 years old, and I'm a sophomore here at Grandview University, and I had a stroke.
Her and I play volleyball together at Grandview for the Vikings, and the day that her stroke happened was the day that we were leaving for a weekend tournament in Michigan, which was about a 9-hour bus ride.
So the night before, my vision started to go out on my right side, and I thought I was just getting a migraine, because that's what usually happens is my vision goes first. And then I started getting tingling sensation in my fingers, and then also I just wasn't really making sense of what people were talking to me about. And then the day of, I wasn't making any sense. I had to write an email to my professors. It took me 45 minutes to write a 3-line email to my professors. None of it made sense. All the words were messed up. I was very nauseous. I was throwing up. Wasn't making sense of anything at all.
For the whole bus ride, she was just sitting in the back with her head in a bucket, throwing up, trying to sleep.
First hospital that I went to was in Bourbonnais, Illinois. And they said I had a urinary tract infection, and they released me the next day, but my symptoms were still all there. And that night I went home, and I still was not feeling good. My head was still pounding, my vision was still gone. So the next morning that we were gonna go meet up with the team, but my mom said something's still not right. So she took me into the doctor's office, and they rushed me over to Alexian Brothers Hospital, which is actually one of the number one stroke hospitals in Illinois.
Her mom was giving us updates through the entire process, but early on, all she could ever tell us was that the doctors were still unsure and they were still running all the tests on her. And that was definitely the scariest part, because we knew that if it wasn't something too serious, that we probably would have known by then.
They ended up doing tests and MRIs and CT scans, and hours later they finally came back and told me that I had a stroke. I was in shock and disbelief. But I also was kind of relieved, because I thought I almost had a brain tumor or even cancer. So I was pretty much relieved, but still, stroke is still a major, major thing to happen. Just being the youngest on the stroke floor for a week was pretty crazy, because I would have people walk by my room and just be like, wow, it's a young girl in there. And you'd see 70 and 80 year olds on my floor. And one of the things that I remember was, when they finally let me get up to walk, I remember just walking with my dad down the hall. It was like learning how to walk for like the first time, and still not being able to see was just one of the hardest things ever, because I didn't think my vision was going to come back, so it was hard.
This whole thing was just so unexpected. I mean, she's young, she's fit, she's active, athletic. You know, she's got her whole life in front of her, and the last person that you would expect to have a stroke. The fact that her vision was gone, everyone was so scared that, you know, she would never have the opportunity to play sports again, or that could affect her job later in life.
I just thought about, like, my future, because I want to be a police officer in my future, and I just thought, I'm no way in home, like, no one's going to hire me with not being able to see. Also, just being able, like, what if I get married and have kids and I can be able to do certain things with them, and just, like, everything flashed before my eyes, and just, like, wow. I was just really taken back by that. But they said that it would eventually come back. They didn't know when or what time, but when it did come back, oh my God, I almost cried of, like, tears and just joy that I was able to see, right? So it was overwhelming.
I look up to her immensely, because not only did she overcome a stroke, but it also altered her whole life. She lives every day to the fullest now. She tries to live with no regrets, and I think, you know, a stroke is a bad thing, but you have to take the good from it that you can.
It just makes me a stronger person, also at heart. Just knowing that if I can overcome a stroke at 20 years old, I can overcome anything.